Warriors sound on the road in Oklahoma City as the team gets set for a game against the Thunder here in OKC on this Wednesday night. And here's what we heard after shoot-around from head coach Steve Kerr.
They're still coming together. It's not easy to put a group together and expect it to click right away. So they're still figuring everything out, but they've got a good look. I mean, you know, you watch them. I watched the game the other night, that first quarter. They came out guns blazing, and they're just having a harder time sustaining it right now, but they'll get there. Great defensive team, very athletic, long, active, and, you know, offensively, we kind of went through the same thing last year when KD arrived here. You know, you got to incorporate a guy who is going to shoot the ball a lot. It's not an easy thing to do, so they're figuring it out.
Steve, on a similar note, I mean, you obviously have a ton of great one-on-one players. The Thunder have a bunch of really good one-on-one players. How do you as a coach kind of implement an environment to where guys are still going one-on-one at proper times and knowing when to move the ball and when to take advantage of that?
Well, some of it is just the individual players and how they see the game. And so for us, I mean, you know, Steph and Clay love to work without the ball. Clay does not spend a lot of time going one-on-one. He's more of a guy who's going to catch the ball off screens. And, Steph will do both. KD will do both. So it's a nice mix. We have an easy mix. I mean, I don't have to spend a lot of time, you know, pounding home our concepts. They understand it, and they naturally play that way anyway.
What have you thought about what David West has been able to do this season? At 37, he's still looking pretty spry.
He's having a great year. I mean, he's just such a smart, skilled player. And, you know, we only play him probably 12 minutes a game, and so he's very focused during those 12 minutes. We run a lot of stuff through him because he's so skilled. And he's very confident. And I think a year in the system means that he really knows what to expect every night, and he's playing great.
He's averaging over a block a game in like 11 minutes. Yeah. What do you think about that?
Not surprising. I mean, given his awareness, his experience in the league, he knows what's coming, and a very smart player.
Do you want to venture into the mind of a fan? Like, why do they feel betrayed when somebody leaves?
It's the beauty of sports. We all get attached to our teams, and when it's really powerful, you get attached to players. And obviously, this city got very attached to KD, and he got attached to them. And so when there's a move, it's emotional. Same thing with LeBron leaving Cleveland. You know, you go down the list. There's a lot of players who leave, and if the fans didn't care, they wouldn't come. And so it's kind of the what you love about sports in terms of the emotional connection that exists between the fans and the players. And then the flip side of that is the heartbreak when a player leaves. And so I recognize that dynamic. It's just all part of the world we're in.
Did you have a free agent or somebody traded when you were a young fan that was like your first sports heartbreak?
That's a good question. I don't think so. I mean, I'm thinking back to my days as a Laker fan. I mean, that team stuck together for most of their run. Same with the Dodgers. I don't remember them making any huge trades, so I don't know if I ever experienced that as a fan.
Is your biggest heartbreak just like playoff losses there?
Yeah. As a fan, you mean as a sports fan? Like, yeah. My team's losing. You know, when UCLA lost to Notre Dame, the 88-game win streak was snapped. I cried that day. So I think that was, I want to say, 1974. So I was 8. Yeah, I had tears, so I know the feeling. That's the beauty of all this is we're all so invested at you know, many different ages, and but again, it's the flip side of that is, you know, there's joy, there's agony, and everything in between, and that's kind of cool actually when you think about it.
Steve, what Kim was saying was just time passing that he feels kind of like more at peace with everything. Have you been able to see that?
Well, yeah, I think so. I mean, the first trip back here last year was kind of nuts, but this is what happens. You know, you adapt and you adjust in life to any kind of change. But the initial shock of the change is pretty dramatic, and so he's settled in, and you know, KC has moved on, and they've built a great team, and we're doing our thing and everybody's just trying to win, and it feels like more business as usual.
And here's some of what KD had to say after today's shoot around.
Oh, and he got talent, man. It kind of exceeds a lot, you know, and it's a league right now where it's a lot of young teams, a lot of teams still trying to find their identities. And I feel like the Thunder team, they got Russ, PG, and Melo, they're still trying to figure out, you know, how to play with each other. Chemistry is we talk about chemistry a lot, but it's more so about just being comfortable on the basketball floor on both ends with each other. I think they'll figure it out at some point. But they score so well, all three of them, that at any given night they can go off. And, you know, all of them scoring 20 points a game. So at some point throughout the season, all of them will, you know, start to make those shots, start to play together, and it'll be fun to watch.
You know Russ better than pretty much anybody in the league. What are you seeing from this game right now?
It's playing the floor game. I mean, I think when you got so much talent, I mean, you're not going to see the same numbers. It's just because it's just more possessions being used by players that can handle the ball, players that can create their own shot, that can create for other players. So you got PG and Melo, you know, he's not going to have the ball in his hands, but he might cut some of those, you know, possessions down, but he's still doing the same thing as far as rebounding, assisting, and scoring. It's just not 30, 10, and 10. It's maybe 29 and 8, which is still pretty damn good. So when you got good players, it takes away some of your possessions and allows you to do the other things on the court that's important that people don't see. And, you know, they're leading the league in steals. They score up turnovers. So I'm sure taking that ball out of his hands is allowing them to do other stuff.
Warriors Thunder on this Wednesday night. Then the Warriors return home for three games, starting with the Bulls on Friday night. In OKC, I'm Lawrence Scott.